Officials are expanding their hunt for Asian carp. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Biologists have been searching for the carp in the waters near Chicago and Lake Erie over the past several years. Now they want to search other places in the Great Lakes. Charlie Woolley is the Deputy Regional Director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He's part of a group of federal and state agencies that are trying to control Asian carp and keep them out of the Great Lakes. He says this year they're stepping up their efforts to search for carp. They do this by looking for genetic material.
There is a new focus on using environmental DNA, eDNA, in the Great Lakes as an early warning system for us to see if there's any possible way Asian carp may have gotten into either southern Lake Michigan or western Lake Erie, Lake Huron, or even Lake Superior.
He says federal scientists are also working on a way to control Asian carp in rivers. They're developing a targeted poison that would only kill bighead and silver carp, but not other fish. This is the Environment Report. This week, the Department of Natural Resources went through a big training drill that's a first of its kind in Michigan. The drill is supposed to prepare them for what to do if the Asian carp makes its way into Michigan's rivers. Lindsay Smith reports.
A dozen boats stamped with the DNR logo line the shores of the St. Joseph River. Some of them are normal fishing boats, but a few have these metal poles sticking out 3 feet in front of the boat. At the end of each pole are these long pieces of metal cable that hang down in the water. The DNR's Todd Summers is the foreman of one of these homemade boats. He points out a 240-volt generator near the back of the boat. It can deliver up to 16 amps through the metal poles at the front of the boat, sending electric shocks through the cables into the river. That'll stun any fish nearby.
It's a lot of electricity. Yeah, it's very dangerous.
So dangerous, they didn't let reporters like me climb aboard to watch the drill. Summers says electrofishing isn't as easy as you'd think.
When the fish gets shocked, he doesn't actually get stunned completely. He's still wiggling a little bit. A lot of times they'll come up the top, and most of the time you got to go after them. They're down on the bottom.
To be clear, there are no Asian carp here in the St. Joseph River. Yet, there are electric barriers in the shipping canals near Chicago. Experts hope that'll keep them at bay. But
if they get into Lake Michigan, they have two choices. They can go left or they can go right.
Tom Gagne is a senior fish biologist with the DNR.
If they go right, they're going to go up the Michigan coastline. The very first major river they're going to encounter would be the St. Joe.
This drill is a test of that scenario. If Asian carp escaped, would the DNR's first responders, the fisheries team, would they be able to catch them?
Does he have extra data sheet?
To find out, the DNR uses regular old carp, already living in the St. Joe, as target practice.
What they're going to do here is they're going to set nets perpendicular to the shoreline here so that they can electrofish into these as a wall.
Common carp are rounded up, zapped, netted, tagged, and released. Then they try again, using a different technique. They do this over and over again.
The primary objective of this is to see how efficient we are at recapturing those fish. So we caught them once. Was it dumb luck? Can we do it again?
They hope such an effort would stop, or at least slow Asian carp down if they got into Michigan rivers like the St. Joe, rivers that appear to be good spawning habitat for the invasive fish. Researchers will analyze data from the drill. They expect to have results within a couple of weeks. For the Environment Report, I'm Lindsay Smith, Michigan Radio News.
And that's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.